Today are making tragic decisions because they will not listen to the counsel of the Lord. In Ecclesiastes 11, 9 and 10, God says to the young man or woman, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. Let thine heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God shall bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. To the teenagers, God cries, listen, young man or young woman, you can get out here and do as you please. God made you a free moral agent. You have the freedom of choice. But I want you to know this, that if you walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, I'll bring you into judgment for these things. Therefore, I'm just pleading with you to put away that sorrow that's coming on your heart. Put it away from you. Put away evil from your flesh, for that childhood and youthful fun is vanity. My Lord, and then we hear the last two verses of this book of God's wisdom, Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. God said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. This is the end. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I'll tell you, Jesus, the great prophet of Nazareth, he said basically the very same thing in the days of his great ministry. And Jesus was a prophet, by the way. And he stood and prophetically exclaimed over Jerusalem with tears streaming down his cheeks. In Luke 19, beginning in verse 41, they had rejected his counsel. They would not listen to their prophet, the last prophet that Israel has ever had. When he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes, for the day shall come upon thee, that thy enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side. And they shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. And here Jesus lamented with tears running down his cheeks at the rejection of God's people, of their last prophet, with God's message of reconciliation. God said, now, Jesus said, this is your end. Let me prophesy the end of this decision you're making in rejecting me as God's servant with his message for you and your children that would lead you to peace, but you're rejecting it, and these terrible things will come upon you. I'll tell you in Luke 23, the Bible said then on the day of his crucifixion, in Luke 23, beginning, well, I'll just make it as briefly as possible, beginning verse 27, there followed Jesus a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. Jesus, turning unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they'll say, blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never give suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in a dry? And Jesus here prophetically foretold them of the terrible judgments of God that were coming upon the nations of the world because of their rebellion and rejection of the words of God. Friends, we must begin to listen to the word of God and hearken to the advice of the Lord about the latter end, and begin to teach our family and our children, and the churches need to be taught. The preachers need to wake up. My Lord, we begin to think of how the prophets begin to warn God's people back in the days of the prophets of God. In Jeremiah the 5th chapter, verses 29 through 31, the Lord here had spoken of the sins of God's people in the church of old. And in verse 29 in Jeremiah 5, God through the prophet said, Shall not I visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end thereof? God says you can commit sin. You can rebel against me. Why, your preachers are prophesying to you falsely, and your pastors are bearing rule over you by their means, and you love to have it that way. But church, what are you going to do in the end thereof? And that's the warning of the Holy Ghost all through the Word of God, is that grave warning of Jesus Christ that we're going to be called into judgment for these things, even Christians. And Jesus and the apostles warns us again and again, like the great apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, beginning in verse 10. He said, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." And friend, it is a terrible thing to have to stand in the presence of God and give an account of everything that we've done in this body, good or bad. We're going to give an answer to the Lord. And friends, we are swiftly facing that time, and we need to listen carefully to the voice of God's servants here in this end time. In Zechariah, the 7th chapter, the prophet began to remind the people of Israel because of the reason of their calamities. And here it is in Zechariah 7, 11 through 13. God said they refused to hearken. They pulled away the shoulder. They stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law. And the words which the Lord of hosts has sent in his spirit by the former prophets, therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Therefore, it has come to pass that as he cried, that's the prophet, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. God said, church, there's coming a day when you, because of your rebellion against the word of God, you won't listen to me. God says, I'm going to bring you into judgment, and you're going to cry. And I'm not going to listen to you because you waited until it was too late to cry. In Proverbs, the 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14, or 12 and 13, rather, the Bible said, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Too many people are choosing the wrong road inadvertently, or being led astray by preachers or some well-meaning person, not discerning the tragedy that the end of that road leads them into. And God said, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, and the Lord gives us that great warning. We're living in a generation that are given to the lust of the flesh, to the licentiousness. That means the unbridled vices of the flesh, to commit them with impunity, ignoring the warnings of God's judgment that's in this word called the Bible. And in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, beginning in verse 29, God said, "Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes?" And then he says, "They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things." All through the Word of God, God warns people, don't you get hooked on the strong drink. Don't you get out here and get hooked on these perverted appetites of the flesh and immorality, in all of these ungodly abominations that people that are heathens get involved into. Turn away from them and live, saith the Lord. But we see people today, even church members, get involved into so many things that are ungodly, and then they wonder what in the world's happening. And many people, they're involved into the sins of the flesh, into the perverted appetites that are so abundant today. People can have what they want. They can drink and smoke and get involved into all kind of idolatrous practices that God condemns. And as the Bible said in Ecclesiastes 8, 11 through 13, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. But God says, though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. I'll tell you, God may not call men into judgment immediately. A young man or a young woman may live many years, and they may rebel against God until it seems like they're getting by the judgment of God. But friends, one day they're going to cry, as God said in Proverbs 5, verse 11, at the last they'll mourn, when their flesh and their body are consumed, and they'll lay there and say, why did I hate instruction, and my heart despise reproof, and I did not listen to the voice of my teachers. In Deuteronomy 32, in verse 19, God said, when he saw the rebellion of his children, he abhorred them.